Tropical Heat, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Hot on the Beach by Gunnar Rogerland. Follow the road from the Gradua towards Ispiguet and turn left as soon as you reach the beach by the lighthouse. The nudist beach starts after just a couple of hundred meters, was what it said online. We knew that this was something more than a so-called textile beach. To begin with, there was an area for families with small children and other like-minded people. Then you came to it gradually. Right from the start, people seemed calm and relaxed, only interested in finally letting the Mediterranean hot sunshine caress their bare naked skin. But you could also see little signs that it wasn't just the sunshine that had raised the temperature. There was an atmosphere in the air, a sense of expectation, a flutter of eroticism on the breeze. There were couples and, of course, single, anxious men who were always there. If you looked closely enough, you might see a delicate kiss on a sunburnt chest, a head slowly wandering across naked skin, hesitating for a moment over a bulging dick, or perhaps a hand slowly slipping between sun-bleached pubic hair while the owner pretends to be reading a book. Cecil and I walked slowly forwards, looking for a place to sit down. I live with an amazing woman. As we walked, we gradually removed bits of our clothing. It was our very own erotic summer trip. We'd prepared together, smooth-shaven and full of expectation. Smooth pussy lips are the most erotic thing I can think of. We'd seen that there were others here who shared our predilection ages ago. There were a couple, the same age as us, completely tanned, smooth, covered in lotion and glistening. We looked at each other. "Here," our gazes said. "Let's stop and sit down right here." Several pairs of eyes followed us, and we enjoyed the attention. The couple next to us had turned around, clearly not wanting to miss anything. We lay down and stretched out. A slightly wet and very horny crotch glistened. A half-throbbing dick lazily started becoming erect. Now and then our eyes met the gaze of the couple next to us. We didn't look away, staring at each other slightly longer than a casual glance. What an incredible day. Hot, steamy, and erotic. The hours passed. The white wine was almost finished. We'd wandered along the beach several times. It was like we were in our very own world. Trembling, we'd slowly walked past the couple close to where we'd put our things. We were horny. Cecil had loved the sight of the cleaner sticks while taking a firm grip of my own. All those tanned, luscious summer bodies, naked,